Hello out there to all of our podcast listeners. This is Annette.
This is Kelly.
This is Shankara.
And this is Titania, and welcome to the lounge.
Thank you for joining us today here in the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge, where we aspire to inspire other entrepreneurs. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to today's show. You are listening to the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge, and I am your co-host, Kelly Walker. My beautiful co-hosts, Annette Gomez, Titania Holman, and Shankara McNair are with me today, and for whatever reason, they wanted me to take the wheel on this conversation. You'll see what I'm talking about in a minute. So the entire month of October, we are focusing on millennial moguls. We're talking about that dynamic, powerful, no slack, no fear, millennial generation who are already ripping up the proverbial business runway with success and fierce determination. We have with us today one of the most awesome millennial moguls in the nation, rising high and taking the world by storm, Miss Symphony Smith. She's the owner of The Snatch House. Yeah, that's what I said, The Snatch House. Can't wait to get into this conversation. Hey, Symphony.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Welcome to the lounge. Good you could make it this evening.
I'm glad you guys had me.
Absolutely. Listen, before we get started, I'm just going to give the audience just a little bit about you, okay? Just a little snippet. Okay. Symphony is 21, and she's worked in the beauty industry since she was 15. She received her cosmetology license in 2016 and has been perfecting her craft ever since. In 2017, she began a waxing career at European Wax Center, where she learned and fell in love with waxing. After a year of working with EWC, Symphony started her own waxing business called Snatched by Symphony. So while working at an office for mental therapy, she did Snatched by Symphony at the same time. So in August of 2019, Symphony took the leap of faith and became a full-time wax specialist. With a bigger picture in mind, she rebranded her business to The Snatch House. She now specializes in body and facial waxing, skin treatment, and product creation. Symphony also plans to start a nonprofit organization for young people looking to find their purpose in life. Symphony loves helping others, especially people with drive and motivation. She hopes to be able to provide financial and business resources for young people who want to become young business owners like herself. So without further ado, let's talk to Ms. Symphony. Hey, girl. Oh, my goodness. Listen, we shared your bio, but we always like to take a moment to allow our special guest to tell a little bit more about yourself. Maybe that your bio doesn't say, right? So sometimes our bio evolves. So, you know, is this something that you wanted to do? The Snatch House is a good little girl. What did you envision for your life? Just tell us a little bit about you.
I am the only girl out of five brothers. My grandparents raised me, actually. My mom actually does hair. My grandmother, they own a salon on Capitol Hill Beauty Salon. So hair is kind of like already in my family. When I went to high school, I was in the cosmetology program, where that's where I started my kind of like the beginning of my career in the beauty industry, was in my cosmetology program. And I wanted to do hair, so like in the program, I wanted to do hair, but I kind of had doubts when I was actually in the program. But Ms. Donita, which is one of my instructors, she is the person who kind of like pushed me to kind of keep going, because she was like, you got this, like you can do this. So I did that. Then I started working at a hair salon at Behind the Red Chair when I was about 15, I believe. That was my first job, and I was doing hair, graduated, still doing hair there, and it just wasn't my passion. So one day I was just like, I'm gonna try something different. What else can I do with my license? So I applied at European Wax Center, got the job, And I started doing it, and I just loved it. So it was so funny because my family was like, "You about to do what?" And I was like, "I'm about to wax." And I just loved doing it. And then from there, I started my business, and here I am.
Wow. Isn't it something how a door can just open like that? Like you don't even know where it's going to come from, but there you are doing something that you love, that just the door just opened that way for you.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing. So who inspires you? You talked a little bit about, you know, your grandmother, you talked a little bit about your mom, but who inspires you?
I will say my grandmother definitely is one of my inspiration. She's just a strong, very strong woman. She juggles a lot. She's just an all-around type of, like, superhero type of woman, which I feel like we all have that, like, grandmother that's like that. But surprisingly, I have two grandmothers like that. They're just, like, superwomen. They're definitely the glue that keeps the family together. And I would say another one of my inspirations as far as business, I have two, which would be my old cosmetology instructor, Ms. Donita, and my first employer, Tequatia. Those two, they both women are who have their own salons and they are just all around business women. They definitely taught me a lot of the game at an early age. That's why I feel like my business is even where it is today. Because of both of those women, definitely them and my grandmothers, I would say.
Wow, I love that. And, you know, I'm really happy to hear that you talked about your grandmother, because a lot of times we forget about our older generation and all the wisdom that they can give us. Like, there's so much wisdom that they can impart in us that's timeless, right? They may not know social media, you know.
Yeah.
Tricks like that, but they can give you timeless wisdom about how to be a good business owner and take care of your business and take care of your customers. And then you mentioned Donita and the other lady's name?
Tequatia Redfield.
Tequatia. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So what was it about them that fired you up? Because you said you really looked up to them. So what fired you up about them? What was it about their swag, if you will, that inspired you?
I would just say really just a go-getter mentality. I mean, I've always had a go-getter mentality myself, but both of them kind of like took me under their wing. So I really got to see not only what the world viewed them as, like how they were portrayed on social media or just walking around in everyday life, but I got to see them in their personal lives and to see the things that they went through. And it's so crazy because both of them women, you would never see the things that they went through behind closed doors, but yet they still had this go-getter mentality and this drive that really just caught me. And I was just like, wow, like how do I get that? How does my business still thrive? And it looks like I'm this, you know, such just major thing with all this going on. And me personally, I've been through a lot of things as a younger person too. So I was just like, wow, like days that I would be put down about things, those are definitely women that would help bring me back up and to just kind of be just like the sunshine that I needed in my life, even while they were in their dark, cloudy days. So that's definitely what drew me to both of them, I would say.
I love that. So you talked about just some things that you were going through, you know, at your young age. How did you balance being so young, but then entering into the business world? Like, how did you, I know you pulled from probably your grandmother's wisdom, you pulled from what you were learning from the ladies that you encountered in business, but how did you balance the two?
I would say the grace of God. Sometimes when I look back, I'm like, wow, I kind of did. Like, my life wasn't, don't get me wrong, it wasn't extremely rough because my grandparents did a great job with us. But mentally, I felt like as a younger kid or like a teenager, I went through a lot of like mental battles. Because one, I mean, I grew up without my mother. And my mother is, you know, like she's around. To have your mom, you know her, you see her, you can go visit, but you don't have that relationship with her. So that was kind of like a thing, to not have that relationship with my mom, but to see my other friends, they have great relationships with their mothers and things like that. So that's why I said, like, those women, they were very great because they played any role that I needed them to play at whatever time I needed them to play that. But I would just, like, literally them and God is the balance. And then as you start doing things and you see that things are starting to work out, you just get even more of a push and a drive to continue to keep going. Because then now I look at my little brothers, and that's another reason for me to keep going. Because I'm like, I want to do something for them. I want to give them someone to look up to. Even my older brothers as well. I just feel like I feel like my story or just my life can be just a help for someone else's. Just whether that's me helping them directly or them seeing like, oh, wow, I can do this. Just how I saw with the women in my life, like, wow, they can push through. I feel like that gives you the drive to, I can do this too. And then once you see that you can do it and things start working out, you keep going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? Thank you so much for being transparent and telling your story, because you never know what struggles, especially young people, even older people, are having out there that they're trying to figure out, you know, well, maybe I didn't have, you know, the full support of my mom, or I didn't have a mom around, or I didn't have my dad around, or, yeah, you know, or whatever. But sometimes, you know, God works in mysterious ways. He will place people in your life. Can I get an amen? Who will fill in the gap, honey.
Absolutely, and make sure, though.
Yes, and make sure that you reach the destination that he has for you to reach. So that's powerful there, honey. That's powerful. So listen, we're going to get a little bit more into the business side of your story. We just, like, here at the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge, we know that, you know, you are putting yourself in your business. So we always want to hear your personal story, because that's universal to everyone. Okay. But now we're going to get a little bit into the business side, because I want to talk about the snack house. That's what I want to talk about. But give us a few minutes. We're going to take a commercial break, pay some bills, and then we're going to come back with Miss Symphony Smith of the Snack House here at the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge. We'll be right back. Classy, chic, cultured, custom group travel. That's the Exceptional Travel Destination Travel Club way. From Miami to Dubai and all the places in between, XCD Travel Club has you covered. Whether you're planning a vacation or staycation, here at XCD Travel Club, we believe your next vacation is only limited to how big you are willing to dream. Customized, all-inclusive, upscale travel for groups is what we do. Celebrating a milestone birthday, anniversary, or just want to get away with family and friends, but you want someone else to plan the trip? From the black car service that picks you up and takes you to the airport to the group dinner at your all-inclusive resort, well, our XTV Concierge Travel Service has you covered. And did we mention we offer installment payment plans on many of our packages? Well, we do. So we've got you covered there, too. You just tell us where and when, and we will take care of the rest. Mention code EELVK10 and receive 10% off your first travel package with XTV Travel Club. Visit us today on the web at www.exceptionaltravel.com. That's exceptional with an X. On Facebook at Exceptional Travel Destinations Travel Club, or on Instagram at Exceptional Travel Destinations, or call us at 844-XTV-TRAVEL and get ready to live, explore, and celebrate one XTV vacation at a time. Hello, everyone. We are back. You are with the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge. I'm Kelly Walker, and we are speaking with the awesome Miss Symphony Smith of the Snatch House. This young millennial mogul is taking the world by storm. So listen, Symphony, let's get right into it, honey. I want to talk about your business. I read a 2016 article in Inc. magazine about the personal waxing industry. And it talked about how the salon industry has grown like 7.6% annually between 2010 and 2015. And according to IBIS World, I think it is, an estimated 300,000 businesses, personal waxing businesses, racked up sales totaling $11 billion. So you are in the right place at the right time. So talk to me about how, I know how you got into the waxing industry, but how difficult was it for you to get started? What was the first step? What was the first thing that you did?
The first step was in my business was finding the right wax. Because now that, when I started, a lot of people weren't getting into waxing. And I noticed when I started, that was 2017. So a lot of people were getting into waxing. But I was getting waxed myself, but some waxes will break you out and things like that. So the biggest thing was finding the right wax. Once I found the right wax, it really was just, it was easy from there because I had already had the customer service experience under my belt. I knew how to wax from my training at European Wax Center. I was used to the waxing life, so it was just once I found the right wax, everything just came together at that point.
Okay, well, did you start out of your home? Did you start right into brick and mortar? How did you start?
So I started in the hair salon. The hair salon that Sequoia was working in, they had a private suite. So I started there, was paying the suite rent, and then a little bit later after that, I moved into, I was renting a townhouse. So I moved into a room in my townhouse, and I worked there, and then now I'm back. But the goal is actually coming next year, I believe next year. I'm going to speak it into existence. Next year, we will be in the storefront.
There you go.
We will be in the storefront, yes.
Awesome. Okay, so you said you started in the salon. Would you recommend mm-hmm. that to someone? Like, say someone wanted to go the route that you're going. They want to do personal waxing or they want to do hair, you know, whatever in the beauty industry. Would you recommend that they start out by maybe renting a room in a salon or start out in their home? What would you recommend?
I would, for body waxing or anything that gets as personal as body waxing, I would definitely say to start off in a location that is not your home, something more public, in a more public area. Because for that, waxing is a very personal thing, so you want people to feel as comfortable as possible. So if you're set up, and to me, it all matters with any business is your appearance of your business. So I wanted to give a very professional look. I didn't want to start off as I was just kind of like a kitchen waxer, as they say, kitchen stylist. It was all about the look to me. And I feel like people, you get the clientele that you want, and you set the tone early. I always speak about setting the tone early. I like to set the tone from the beginning because I feel like how you start out is how you, I'm not going to say how, because some people don't start out as well. But when you have that mentality that this is great and this is going to be great, I feel like if you keep that going, eventually it will be great. And that's how I wanted to start off. I wanted to start off with good things because I knew once if I started that way, I was only going to go better from there, you know?
Right. That makes total sense. So personal waxing. All right, now this is kind of a little of a touchy subject for me. So talk about your services and, you know, some of the different waxing services. I'm so, you know, I don't know. This is why I laughed earlier that the ladies wanted me to do this interview. Look, I'm all about, now I am kind of I'm a girly girl, so I'm all about, you know, taking care of myself, making sure, you know, everything is clean and smooth and all that. How the ever, the waxing in certain places scares me. So tell me a little bit about your services and what you would tell a first-time client like me.
So, one, I do head-to-toe waxing. So anywhere there's hair, we're snatching it. But for your first time, it's really not that bad. It's not as bad as you think it's going to be. I definitely feel like you should check us out because it's really not that bad. Now, it hurts, but it's not as bad as you make up in your mind that it's going to be. And once you start, it's a different life. You're definitely going to want to keep doing it. You're just so much more smoother. You don't have to worry about shaving is a sport. So you don't have to worry about doing that. You're sweating and all that. You don't have to do that anymore. You just get waxed every 6 to 8 weeks, and that's it. It's literally amazing. It's a new life. You got to try it.
Okay, don't tell me no story, Symphony. Does it hurt? Tell the truth now. Does it hurt?
It does. I told you, it does hurt. It does hurt. But your first time is your worst time. After that, you're going to be like, Symphony, I'll be back. Put me on the books. At this point, I do my own.
Get out of here. Really?
Yes. It's not that bad.
Okay. So
if I can do it, you can do it.
You braver than I am. Trust me. So you said you do head to toe, wherever there's hair, you will snatch it. That's the name, the Snatch House. But let's talk a little bit about, okay, you do, when you say head to toe, you do personal areas, private?
Yeah.
Personal areas?
Yeah. We get in all the creases, the crevices, all of that. We do that. And then you get a vaginal.
A what?
A vaginal. It's a facial. For your girl.
Okay. Now tell me a little bit about the vaginal. What is it? Vaginal?
Vaginal.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about that.
So the vaginal It's like a facial. I don't know if you ever got a facial on your face, but you start off the process is like a double cleanse. You steam with the steamer. There is extractions. That's probably the worst part of it, but that gets out all the ingrowns and the things in your pores that's not supposed to be there. And then we do a mask and to kind of treat the skin to help with the hyperpigmentation, the ingrown hairs, the breakouts, the razor bumps. And things like that. It's a really amazing experience.
Okay. And what about for men? So that's the women. What about for men? What do you do for them?
Oh, the men, we wax them too. We get everything. I told you, head to toe.
Wow.
They get waxed too.
Wow. So you have a pretty diverse client mix of men and women, and
very,
they get all kinds of
waxes.
Really, they get all
young,
kinds of
old.
Now, when I say all kinds, I mean all kinds of waxing for men too.
Like, yeah, the men they get they got waxed.
Wow. Okay, so well, that is fascinating to me. You might convince me. You know, if it's just painful one time and then it gets better, I might be able to do it. I'm still a little scared though, Symphony. I had to tell you. I'm still a little scared, but that's all right. You might convert me. How about that?
We're going to do it.
So listen, what if there's one thing that you would tell a young entrepreneur, right, who, you know, look, I want to start my own business. I'm kind of scared. I don't know what to do. I want to be successful, but, you know, I see Symphony's out there successful, and I want to be like her. So what advice would you give a young person wanting to be an entrepreneur out there?
I would say take the leap. Just take the leap. Well, make sure you have all of your all of the logistics together first before you just jump out there. Definitely do your research, definitely get some experience. I always tell people that are starting a business, or especially in the beauty industry, don't be scared to work under someone. Definitely it takes, I feel like, to become a good business owner, you have to work under a good business owner first, because that's where you learn a lot. You get a lot of experience and a lot of wisdom there. So never be scared to be a student. Even now that my business has grown, I'm never too big to be a student to learn more. So I definitely would say that. But once you have your things together, you see the vision, take the leap. I always tell people, just take the leap, do it, because you don't know what it'll be if you never try.
That is so true. And I love what you say about being a student and working up under someone, because that's really a lost, if you ask me, it's a lost art of being an apprentice, we used to call it. You know, even if it's volunteer or whatever, being an apprentice is probably the best way to learn a craft, to, you know, learn what it takes to be successful in business, and finding really your niche. So, yeah, I love that. I love that. Be an apprentice. Don't be afraid to be a student and sit up under someone who's been there, done that, and is successful and can teach you the way. And then you kind of make your own way too, right? You take the best of what they give you, and then you blaze your own trail, right?
Exactly. So,
I think that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So listen, Symphony, one more kind of question about your business, if I can. And this just triggered in my mind as we were talking about, you know, young people wanting to get started. One of the biggest, I guess, obstacles to people really jumping out there, as you say, taking a leap of faith, is fear. It's fear. It's maybe the self-talk that they have either given themselves because of their experiences, some of the bad things maybe they've gone through in their life or whatever. But how do you get past that fear? How do you get past those obstacles and take the leap of faith? How did you do it? What would be your advice?
Honestly, it was getting past it was just doing it. That's all I can really think of. I definitely had to get rid of the negative self-talk, because even sometimes to this day, I don't do things because I like to call myself a perfectionist, but I'm starting to realize that perfectionist thing is more hindering than helping, because that's what brings my fear. I'm a fear that it's not going to be right. It's not going to be perfect. So I literally, you mute the self-talk, you speak positive words into life, into your life, and you just do it. You just try it. Because the worst that can happen is, you know, it doesn't work out, but you try again. And if it's something that you really want to do, you'll get it done. If it's for you, it will happen.
I love it. I love it. If it's for you, it will happen. Get rid of the negative self-talk. Absolutely. And do it. You know, there's a saying that I've heard a lot lately. Don't do it, and do it afraid. Even if you are afraid, just do it. Jump out there and get something started. Do it. And you will learn, just like you said, you might, you know, think you might reach some challenges. Things may not go the best, but learn from it. Get up and keep moving and keep doing it.
You will be further. If you go ahead and do it, you'll be further than what you were if you didn't do it. So I just do it.
I love it. I love it. Symphony, I have so enjoyed speaking with you. I have to tell you,
I enjoyed this as well.
Listen, I got my tweezers out. I lit a candle. I was ready for you, honey. I was like, Symphony's going to give me some pointers, going to tell me something I need to know. So thank you so much for being here and being our guest today on the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge. You have opened my eyes to what might be a new experience. I might be calling you, honey.
I'm waiting on you.
I'm closer than I was. I can tell you that. I'm closer than I was. So how can people reach out to you? Give us your contact information.
I can be reached on Instagram at The Snatch House. Also on my website, thesnatchhouse.com. And I am located in Fort Washington, Maryland on Oxon Hill Road.
Awesome. Awesome. Symphony, thank you so much again, honey. And best to you. I know that the Snatch House, I see it, the Snatch House is going to have franchises all over this nation.
And I love it.
And it starts right here with Miss Symphony Smith at the helm. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much again. Hey, listen, everyone, this has been the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge. I'm your co-host, Kelly Walker. You've been listening to Miss Symphony Smith of the Snatch House. Check her out if you're in Fort Washington, Maryland, or the surrounding areas. Give her a call, and she will snatch every hair you got if you ask her. Oh, my goodness. Listen, get with us next week, okay? Next Wednesday on the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge, we're going to have another awesome millennial mogul with us. Next Wednesday, 7:30. We'll see you there in the lounge.
Now let's get out there, y'all, and
elevate, 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 elevate.